Today we will be talking about the mobile DevOps. The mobile DevOps received with application which writing in Xamarin with Visual Studio Team Services, Hockey App, Xamarin Test Cloud, and I will show the main how to configure it and how to use it. Okay, a few words about me. I'm Leon Tufigur. Yes, officially I am from Ukraine, but now I'm living in France, and so from 2 days ago I became an MVP, and today I will a huge information for you. And we have two parts, in general parts about the main information, what doesn't mean mobile DevOps, what problems with mobile DevOps we have, and why it's very important, and what is the difference with the classical DevOps and the mobile DevOps. And in the technical part, it's also a little bit development. I know that it's a threat of IT Pro, but we have a little bit development. I will show how to configure your tests, how to use it, and how to deploy it. Okay, I think we can start. Okay, first part. It's about what is mobile development, mobile DevOps. What is the satisfaction of the client? What we have proposed for the client? Okay, now we have a big challenge of enterprise app delivery. We have a lot of devices, a lot of different devices in our real world, and now a lot of devices give us a moment that we have a very fragmented ecosystem of these devices. And for example, if you talk about the Apple devices, it's about 7 OS versions and 20 devices. But if we talk about the Android devices, it's about 10 OS versions and 24,000 of devices, and more, you know, our friends from China creating a very big amount of devices. And it's a very big problem. And in Android, we have a 57 locals, 27 screen size. And for example, it's the Android diversification. It's a lot of screen size of Android device. It's not very new one photo. You know, it's the time of Galaxy S3. Yeah, now we have a little bit more. And you know, it's a very big problem to testing, to creating the DevOps processes for these apps. Okay, from the apps it's much more easier because we have only 7 main devices and a few form factors. And we can taste it also, but it's a little bit different. And you know, for example, for iOS devices, we need to test it directly on the Mac, because without the Mac, we cannot build the iOS devices, and without the Apple developer subscription. A little bit later, I will show you how to use it, how to configure it without Mac, the builds for iOS devices. Okay, now we have a challenge for enterprise app delivery. The high user expectation. It's all of time, Steve Jobs told, think different, but as a way, think the same. Because we are expected something unreal, but in the main goal, we received the situation that with a big amount of integration systems, for example, the classic business application has a lot of parts, not only parts of the mobile, it's also a web API, it's connector for another products, etc. And of the amount, it's a very big application. And if we told, now we have provisioning that 23% of users abandon their apps from the first use. I think everybody understand me. Yeah. Okay, if you have a question, you can ask me during the presentation. It will be more interesting to get in a manner of discussion with you, because it's a little bit difficult, but I am trying to explain it in more easily way. And what do we mean when we say the mobile DevOps? It's streamlining the development of your mobile apps. You know, in the enterprise, you have the system of source control with the code repository. After, we need to deploy this application. After, we need to automate this testing. And after, we need to distribution. It's the main problem. Because, for example, for the testing of mobile devices, you need to, for example, at minimum test 10 or maybe 1,000 devices. For example, it depends of your client, for which platform he's targeting your device, your application. And that's a very big problem, because you need to test all of these devices. After, you need to deliver all of these applications for your beta testers, alpha testers, and other. That is why the main important features there, that, so for example, in my enterprise when I'm working in France, we are not downloading our apps to the store. We deliver directly using the Hockey apps. I will show it a little bit later. And how can you iterate quickly while still maintain quality? It's one of recommendations from Microsoft that we need to use build server. In our way, it's Visual Studio Team Services and the hosted build engine. And also, I have additional build agent for Mac. A little bit later, I will show how to configure it. And what is about, I suppose that everybody knows about Visual Studio Team Services. Everybody use Team Foundation Server, Visual Studio Team Services. There are no a big difference. There are a little bit difference between the configurers. This system gives for us possibility of version control, of agile planning, and continuous integration. And give possibility to create the whole DevOps lifecycle for the mobile application also. And now, how can you get early feedback from your tester on every build? What do you think, how you can get the feedback from your clients?
Via email.
Only email?
No, in person.
Ah, in person? Okay. Have you seen the situation that somebody, you deployed application to the store, somebody routes a very, very huge response for your application? Oh, it's not good, it's like a piece of shit, something like this. It's a classical situation. And for propose and for monitoring this situation, we need to platform which give our users possibility to send feedback. And especially on this feedback, we need to get a very good response for them. Okay, we need to, like a recommendation, we need to conduct a continuous beta program to collect feedback. Now, in this presentation, I will show the receipt with Hockey apps, with Xamarin Cloud, and with Macan Cloud. But it's not axioma. You need to know, for example, it depends on the enterprise where you're working, and it depends for your needs. It's a little bit different. It's one of the way to propose the whole DevOps life cycle. And we need to automate the deployment of new builds from your continuous integration server, but it's a priori. Okay, and monitor crash reports. Okay, what is Hockey app? I have said a little bit about this system, which gives us possibility to distribution our application, give possibility to a real-time crash reporting, and give possibility to give the feedbacks of our users. It's a system was developed by Microsoft and proposed for the client in 2014. And now it works. And also the main interesting feature is that this system has a free billing plan. Okay, continuous delivery in production. How can we automate production deployment once a release is signed off? You know the classical situation, for example, for iOS application, you need at least 30 days to deploy to the store. Because every application was verified by Apple. It's a normal situation. And imagine the situation, for example, when you deployed your application and a little bit later you found the bug. You need to deploy a new version. Okay, you have been waiting about maybe 1 week or something like go, or something like this. You upload new application and plus 30 days for get possibility to download this application from the store, from your review. Or maybe it will be not reviewed, it depends on the application. And the main idea to propose very quickly for the client the ready application. Recommendation from the Microsoft, we need to configure release management with multiple environments. With, for example, the first it will be alpha release, the second it will be beta release, and later it will be stable. It's the main difference with the classic, for example, web DevOps. When you, for example, build your website, something like this, you go to, you send especially first for the test server, after for the test production server, after for the staging, and only after for the production. It's like a processes which a little bit more quickly than the processes with application. It's the main difference. Okay, and we need after assign the necessary stakeholders to sign off the beta staging builds. It's very important. It's the distribution parts of proposition. And as a final, every DevOps man, every DevOps guy, in every presentation tell, you have to automate everything which you can automate. I think it's a classic approach. Okay, release management. Is there who used release management feature in Visual Studio Team Services or TFS? One person. The others? Okay, I will a little bit explain. This is feature which give you possibility to create the environment to and management your testing and production environment. For example, you have a build server, you build something, and after, well, you have the build artifacts. You can download this build artifacts to test server, for example. After, from the tests, you can click OK, all tests passed, and it will be automatically deployed to the next environment. It depends on the processes of the enterprise. And which is gives the possibility? It's a parallel policies, how I told you that you can click OK, it is passed, I can go next. And release visibility. You can view what is what happening just right now. Okay, I will now quick a look at mobile application. I have a few demos which I propose to you for today. It's a very simple application, 2-3 pages, and yeah, really. I will show. Okay, now I have a connection with, one moment, I have a connection with, oh, yeah. Okay, I will show here. It's the main application, or a screenshot of main application. It's like a very, very, very simple. You need to enter the text, so click the button, submit message, and after you will receive the answer. Okay, you submitted this text. It's really, 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 how can I tell, simple application. And then another application, it's a business application. I will show. Yeah, it's something like this. You need to go, you need to add login, email, the pass, and after you will view the some information. Okay, and when we talk about, from current slide. And when we talk about the configuration of these processes, it's not so easy how it's said. You need to get a lot of processes that, so for example, it's like a setting up VSTS or Team Foundation server. I do not want to explain what is it, because you know, you go to the site, enter your credential, after you create a new account, etc., etc., etc. For us, it's very interesting. It's continuous integration for iOS and Android. Also, it will be working for a universal Windows platform. After, we need to configure the test cloud integration, because we need to test our application. And after, only we can deploy to Hockey apps, because now we test and we build, we test, and the users can now use it. Okay, for example, for continuous integration for iOS and Android. Now I have prepared for today a few build definitions. You can see that a lot of red here, because I used the latest Xamarin builds. It's is there a person who working with Xamarin here? One person. Okay, I need to explain what is Xamarin. Everybody understand. It's now. The main problem is that if you use not stable release, you will have a lot of problems when you build your application. For example, with the errors, etc. For example, this build was very interesting because it's Android build and a lot of red, because from the last version, 6.0.1, we have a problem with the linking. When you add linking to Android assemblies in the build processes, the process told you, okay, we have a problem, Houston, failed, and you cannot resolve this. Only way I found that we can only delete all linking from the project, and the final, the application of two pages, the size of this application will be about 30 megabytes. It's not good if you want to deploy it to the store. But yeah, it works. For example, there it's universal Windows platform also, because the newest, it's not stable builds, and it's a preview builds, and that is why a lot of problems. And here we have Xamarin iOS test, is Xamarin test. I will show you how to configure, how to build it with using Mac and Cloud, Mac and Cloud agent. But for the first time, it's really a little bit difficult to configure in the right way. Okay. Now I will show you a little demo with built-in templates for Android and Windows Universal Platform. One moment. Okay, now we are in MyTFS. For example, I will show you, I have three solutions here. Two test solutions and one project from production. All of this, you can see it's Xamarin projects. It's a little, I will explain, it's a little bit different. For example, it's a classical structure of Xamarin products. I need to add the size. Everything is Euclear. Okay, in this project you can see UA test is main project, Windows Phone project, and when we enter to the main to the main folder, you can see that here shared projects. It's the project when you write your forms. I'm using the Xamarin forms for deploying application. It's a technology which gives us possibility to write the interface once for all of the platforms. After, I will show you a little bit joke, because when you write in Xamarin forms, after, it's a shared project, it's the main interface for Android and iOS, you build it, and in the time of building, the Xamarin configure your code, that after, when you want to test it, you cannot view the IDs of the UI elements. I will show. And after, for example, if you want, you have, for example, you have a few text box in your form. You want, for example, to add some information in this text box. You have to search all of elements in the interface, and after found that it's one of the thousand elements. Okay, this one. Just a little bit different. Okay. And now I will go back to the build definitions. Okay, first I will show you the Android Continuous Integration. Edit. Okay, one moment. Yeah. First, I will a little bit explain. It's a new build system, vNext. And first of all, because it's the application written in C#, you need to restore all of your NuGet packages. After, it depends on your platform, you need to build Android or iOS or Windows Phone. It has the main also build steps for every platform, the Xamarin propose. Maybe a little bit earlier, maybe a few months ago, you can see that if you read about it, you have to add the Xamarin license. Add, activate the Xamarin license, and after deactivate. Now it's finished. Basta, Microsoft buys Xamarin, and now Xamarin is free, and this is not important build step, and now there are no. Next one is build solution test project. In this build definition, it's not enabled. I will show you. And for example, if we talk about the build Android project, we need to add output directory and configuration, and we need to choose the GDK version. It's very important, because if you, for example, Xamarin has own IP levels. I will explain what does it mean. Every IP levels is a version of Android, because Xamarin provides like a unique layer for configure the C# developers and the native code. When you wrote the code in C# for Xamarin, first of all, it'll compile for the pseudo code, and after it will compile to native code. And in the final, we get the native application. a little bit big application, but it will be native. For example, it's not like another technology which built, for example, and proposed for you a web browser in application, like WebView, like etc. Okay, JDK version, JDK architecture, and other. After all of them, we need to sign our application with a certificate. Now I'm using the testing certificate, so it's just for development. And after the final process, we need to save in one place what we built. Because without that, it's not interesting. Okay, we built something, but where is it? I don't know. And that is why we have a build step, publish build artifacts. Here we have to pass to publish. You know, this is a build variables. Microsoft, when they deployed Visual Studio Team Services, it was Visual Studio Online, proposed a global build variables, which you can use, for example, in the process of the build. There are in the Microsoft documentation, there are a list of all of these build variables and what does it mean. And for example, it's the variables of the past. It's a build binaries directory / build configuration. You know, when you build sharp solution, for example, for testing, you have the bin debug or bin release in these folders will be your application as a final. It's the main type. It's build binaries direction, and after it depends on your release, it will be or debug or release application. And here we have variables. I will explain. It's the basic variables which propose when you create in the build definition for the application. And very interesting for us, it's a build configuration and the namespace of system debug. Now it's false and configuration and release. And if you want to add a repository and create the every build is clean, you need to add and configure in this page. This page is a type of repository you can add, etc. I think it's not very interesting. Okay, now I will show you a little bit difference with Universal Windows Platform. A little bit different. Also, we have a Nugget installers, and also now we have the MS build, Visual Studio build processes to build our application. After we publish in all of symbols, for example, all of locales and all of information which we use for our application. After we save the build artifacts, for our application. Oh, one moment. No, it was the first slide. Sorry. Okay, if we talk about the iOS build. Like I told you, for build iOS application, you need the Mac. Without Mac, you cannot build iOS application. And also, you have to use your Apple developer subscription. It's about $99 per year. And here we have two possibilities. The first possibility which I choose for this demo, is the private build agent in Mac and Cloud. It's a system which proposes you for not so expensive to use the agent which will build iOS application. From the release of .NET Core and with the releases of Mono, it was proposed as a cross-platform build agent, which you also can install on your local own Mac. It's also very interesting, for example, if you have a Mac which works every day, you can install without shutdown, you can install it. It will be like a processes which working and you can build. It's no fee. It's interesting, especially apart from the purchase of this Mac, because it's a little bit expensive. And requires device only, your device. Which Mac and Cloud? It's a hosted solution, it's ready. You need to only download, after I will show, download your certificate and provisional profile, which Apple gives to you. And it's about $29 per month, not 30. Here I wrote 30 because $29 per agent and $2 is the price of the first 2 days. It's like a trial. And that is why I choose the 30, not 31. And yeah. And also you can use remote Mac. For example, they propose to you like a RDP file. You click and enter like by RDP remote desktop, and it's a normal Mac. But it's not interesting for us. If it's interesting, I will show you. It's macandcloud.com. Okay, Mac and Cloud. It's something very, very specific. What we have here? It's interesting for us. It's our agent. After I will show how to add agent to Visual Studio Team Services. Here we need to write the name of our agent, and we need to add the specific key which gives possibility to integrate to our Visual Studio Team Services. After, he also will ask us to the certificate which Apple provided with your subscription, and after is the provisioning profile. Because it's one interesting feature here. When you build iOS application in the Mac of Cloud, you need two times add the certificate and provisioning profile. The first time it will be in Mac and Cloud, the second time it will be during the build, in the build processes, in your build definition. I will show you. And now we will check our remote build tangent and build a very simple iOS application. One moment. Okay. Now we go here to the our configurationals. Oh, we have a little thing problems with internet. Yeah, we have access, but Okay. Now it will download. I will show you the Xamarin application, how to build it. Edit. Oh, yeah. And here we have agent queues. And you can see that we have three agents here. Two agents is by default. It's default agent, which you can download and install on your on-premise build server. It's hosted agent, which proposed by Visual Studio Team Services for build directly of the resources of Azure. And our Mac and Cloud agent, which I added. And you can see that a lot of build processes was there. It's built agent used by other projects also, and that is why you can see a lot of failed, a lot of information, a lot of succeeded, and the status of this agent now is idle. Okay, just return to the iOS application, and what we see here? Only three build steps, especially now in this application it's two build steps. It's built Xamarin iOS solution and copy and publish build artifacts. It's really very interesting. But when I told you that you need the second time your certificate to build your application, your ad is here. The certificate in ProVisual. That is why it's very important that you need to store your certificate and build profile in your system of source control. And after maybe you will delete it after the build. It depends on you, but it's very important because for every build iOS application it's needed. And here I use the variables to build the applications. Only you can use. I add my own variables. It's password from the certificates and ask to add in the processes of the build. Okay, I will return to application. And begin a new build. He asked me which engine I want to use. For example, if I host it and click OK, he told me that there is you with the request of definition because I cannot build on the hosted engine because this hosted engine working in Microsoft Windows. I cannot build the iOS application. That is why you want to create the build anyway? No, I will show the Mac and Cloud build tangent. It will be a little bit, maybe just a little bit longer. Now he's waiting for, he's looking for this agent. And also you have the console in which you can see all of information during the build. Here you can see that he downloaded all of source, he get compiles, and after he will publish drop artifacts. And the other feature which you know with when you build in with the cross-platform agent that you cannot see the really if you have the errors. I can go to the first error build. You cannot see what the errors was happen. Really. That is why it's a little bit different and a little bit difficult. Because the mostly errors they give, okay, this build was failed, we give the error one. Go, please visit the site microsoft.com/and something more for all of information. And in this link you can see only how to build iOS and Android application. And that's all. No information. Okay, the build is finished. Okay, it was very, very quickly. Because it's the, our on-premise agent. For example, if I build the application with the host agent, it's about 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes. It's a normal situation. I will show you. Okay, and now just back to the our presentation. And, okay, I explained, now I explained you the process of the build. It was difficult. Yeah, only a few clicks. Only a few clicks. Of the mouse and you can configure it. Okay, but when we talk about the testing this application, especially the testing the UI of this application, it's a little bit different. There are a lot of propositions on the market. I don't explain all of them, I explain only one. It's Xamarin.Test Cloud is the platform who gives us possibility to build on the real devices. A lot of devices, you can choose which devices you want and what information and what exactly test you want. It's based on end unit. Everybody knows what is unit. It's a test framework which you give the possibility to write the test. Okay, and what is the interesting feature of this platform? It's integrated with every platform, with Android, iOS, and you have UI test. It's a fork of end unit and you add it information. They add their own libraries and you can use it. And you have the test recorder. By frequently speaking, for example, I have never used it. I write the test manually. And with the test recorder, I tested it, but in real production, I'm not using it. And when we talk about the test recorder, one moment. Here, this, its application, now it's the status beta. And if you want to try it, you need only Visual Studio Enterprise version. Not professional, not Visual Studio, only Enterprise version. Without Enterprise version, it will not work. This test recorder proposed like an add-on for Visual Studio, and when you're trying to install, he told you, okay, fuck up, sorry, I cannot. I don't know why. Okay, what we can do in Test Cloud? All of information what we're doing with your phone every day. It's tap, scroll, swipe, pinch, multi-finger, GPS, rotation, text entry. A lot of things. And also we can, in every step, we can create a screenshot. Because the Xamarin.Test Cloud do not propose the video of your test. For validating if the test is passing, you need to add synthetic information or you need to create the screenshot in every tab. I will show you a little bit later how to get it. Okay, how to begin from this? It's a little point of configuration. First time when you log into Xamarin.Test Cloud, it's about for first 30 days it's free. You need to choose what application you're testing, Android or iOS. It's a little bit different. For example, in this demo I choose the Android and he me propose a lot of applications. And a lot of devices with a lot of version of Android, so, and I found there very interesting Chinese devices that I don't know that something exists, but there is there, and they use it. Okay, after you need to choose the test serials. For example, you have to possibility. It's depends of your DevOps processes to create a lot of process, a lot of series. For example, master, production. Test series, test first, test alpha, test beta, etc. It's a little bit, it's interesting to get you managing your application and how it's test. And after you choose the system language of every devices, because it's important. And after he will give you a very interesting, I don't know, string. Yeah, it's string, yeah, really. And in this string, which is very interesting for you. For example, if you want to build to send the information to Xamarin Test Cloud, you need to this one. It's letters, it's string, it's your account key, which you give you possibility to integrate it to you. And the other way, how the Visual Studio team services know in which device you will test. Also, it's very interesting, it's you need to add this string, this part of string, and it's like your devices and will directly download to your application. Okay. And it's team and apps. You can create a lot of teams, a lot of information, etc. And I will run I have yet run a really simple test for the Android app, and I will show you. Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to Xamarin Test Cloud. I have here a few applications. I have frequently speaking three applications here in this subscription. And I tested the iOS application, I tested the first simple application and the other simple application. It's not so difficult. For example, this one application. We have one test series and one test run yesterday. And like a midnight. Okay, I passed. Have you regard when I told you that application of 2 pages,
the size was about 30 megabytes. I was wrong, the size was 37 megabytes. And this application used 123 megabytes of RAM. It's a little bit problem with Xamarin, but every time, every new update, get the size much lower, because it's a little bit different, because you translate it from one language, you add the linking source, you add the assembly, so that is why the application is very big. And here, what you can see, we have two different iOS versions, okay, and also very important feature. If you want to test application in Test Cloud with the trial, you maximum can add 3 devices, not much more. If you want to, for example, 1,000 devices in one time, you need to pay. And we have the by form factor, by manufacturer, I use the LG and Motorola. And I will show the test. Okay, the test was I have the application like this. In which I need to enter the message. After I clicked, he saw me. He had this information. After submitting the text, in the text entry, I get also the screenshot. You can see it's a real, it's not a fake. And after submitting text, I have the add information that the text was submitted. Very, very, very simple. And if, for example, we can see another device, it was LG, for example, for Nexus, it's the same. And also you can write your own text, it depends on the development. Now I will show you how it's developed. Okay. Is everything clear? You can see. Okay. I have here the emulator of Android with an application. And also I launched the REPL. It's a command line interface which gets us possibility to get what the elements of interface we have. For example, I'm trying to write the very simple command 3. Oh. Yeah. He saw that I have a lot of elements of interface. I have, for me, it's interesting 2 elements of interface. It's text entry with login and passwords. It's entry render, entry edit text. Okay, for example, what I can do, for example, for know what exactly the ID of this edit entry text. I wrote application.class, no, sorry. Ah, no. One moment. Application. Flash. Yeah, dot flash. I need to use a little bit link here. Class. And I need, for example, I need the ID, I need the information
for only the elements of entry edit text. And now I wrote there entry edit text. Enter. And what? Ah. Yeah, it was my fault. One moment, he's thinking. Yeah. And now I will explain. He only edit text. We have two results. And how I told you that you saw that ID is null. It is a problem of Xamarin Forms. When you use Xamarin Forms, in compare with ID null. And after, if you want to enter the text, you need to find the element. Every element has own index, not ID, index on the UI. You can directly add information to this index, to this element. But if you want to find this element, you need to test a lot of elements. And all of tests routes like this. You test in the element here, and you test in the query, and after you add these queries in your code. For example, my solution is Xamarin solution. I have here the portable project. I have here the Android project and iOS, etc. But for us, an interest in this project, it's a UI test project. And what do we have here? We have main class tests. And it's a test for two platforms, for Android and iOS. I wrote it. I implemented the information that we need to start the REPL. For example, it's like a test. When you ask application, please start this console, you wrote just only REPL in your test. And here he runs this application and you can test it. For example, you see that now his test is running. It was only one, the first test, Explorer, with the REPL, now it's running. It's other we cannot access, for example, from this way for another test. And I have here the information, it's login and mod and password. I add, create the screenshot before entering the text, after entering the text, and after submitting the text. And for example, it's only this test, for example, for all of times, and I wrote I equal 1 for 1, because I know it will work. Because for me, it's for demo. For example, in the production variant, it's role that he connect into the service, view is disposable, is this user login or not, what was happened, and get all of information like this. It's not so very difficult. Okay, let's go. I suppose that everything is clear for you. Okay, let's go a little bit in details. Okay, what is HockeyApps? We need to distribute, okay, we wrote application, we test this application, and now it's the last processes, we need to distribute this application for all of persons. Okay, what we need? Well, first of all, it's very simple, it's get HockeyApps subscription, and when you get HockeyApps subscription, you can directly download your application in HockeyApp. Okay, especially, okay, but for us it's not interesting because we need to automate these processes. For example, when we have a new build, we need to add a new, automatically new HockeyApps for new users, and we need to know, okay, users, we have a new version of this application, please submit it and please use it. Okay, after, for working with Visual Studio Team Services or TIFF Foundation Server, we need to install extension. It is available in Marketplace, so here you can see after, I suppose that organizer will send to you all of the presentation. If you want, you can use after there is. You install this application, and after you, for configuring, you need to get the API key for your application. For it's like a process of authorization for looking is the right application, is the right subscription, etc. And after, you need to configure service endpoint directly on Visual Studio Team Services or Team Foundation. Like it's simply in settings, you add to new service endpoint. And after, you need to configure release management process. Okay, I will show you. In the portal, I have done it. It's like a series a little bit with the screenshot. I go to the my subscription on HockeyApp and ask for Azure Day Poland a new key. Please give me it. And after, I will use it. I get the key. After, I'm going to my subscription of Visual Studio Team Services to the settings and go to the services and add a new service endpoint. When it was, I have yet installed this add-on, because without this add-on, there are no the button with Hockey app. It's a little bit important. When you install this button, you can use and configure the processes. Okay, after, you need to configure a release management. Okay, now I will show you. If you talk about release management, you need to know that the classic variant, for example, it's for the demo, I created a very, very simple one environment with one Hockey app. Okay, we deployed our application, and after, we notify all users that you can use this application. It's very simple, for example, for Android system. If somebody wants, we can now create like a live demo. For example, you get to me your email, and I add you in the Hockey app, and the Hockey app install application on your Android device, and after he told you, okay, we have a new application, you can install now, and something like this. For the Windows Universal Platform and iOS, it's a little bit different. From the Windows and iOS, they send you directly the link with the application, which you have to manually install. It's a little bit difficult, for example, for the iOS and for the Windows Phone. You need to configure your phone to use the sources from untrusted, to use the application from untrusted sources. This is a little bit difficult. And for the Windows Phone, you need to connect your phone directly to your computer, add a few lines of code in the command line that I want to get this application. But sorry. Okay, now I will show you the demo with management for Hockey app. Okay, I'm going to directly to release definitions. Okay, I have two release. I have one release definition and two trying to release it. The first try was fault because I have a mistake, and the second try I get it. Okay, it's really very simple. It's like a build definition. Like the same, but here we have the environments. For example, I need to propose you to create a clone selected environment. One moment. Automatically approves. He asks. For example, yeah, this application, this information. Also, you can add the task. Also, you can add this information about, and you can choose the information, for example, for the build. For example, I'm going to the Hockey app information for the Hockey app. I have two applications there that I tested. One, it's my application from my work when I was testing. It was a new build, and one, it's application it's which was preparing for this demo. Okay, it's all of this application. It's alpha versions. For example, you can see that what we have here. We have the version of this application, the version of builds, how many devices use this application, how many downloads, how many crashes. For example, I created this build definition this morning, and maybe 1 hour ago, something only for the demo, forget it, and I can install this application. And you can see that here you use all of statistics of crashes, download, user session, etc. If you want to use this possibility, you want to add this information in code. Everybody know, for example, what is Azure Application Insights, the service for getting the statistics. It's something something like this service. You also need to add the code, okay, that we need to collect all of information. And also we can create our own metrics by, for example, how many times the user spend on this page of application, on the another page of application, etc. It's interesting. And for example, now it's crashes and crash-free users per day, etc. And I'm going for another application to see you that, yeah, that I have a little bit more information. It was updated 24 June. and we have 8 downloads of this application, but we do not have statistic because everybody who downloaded application, they get it first time, okay, I see it, okay, trash, sorry, trash, etc. Also, we have the versions of this application, we have feedback, and we have for users. It's very important. Have you regard? I told you about that we need to collect the feedback of our users because it's a really very difficult process. For example, when you go to your application store on your phone, you enter it. For example, you're looking for a new application. You install it, it crashes. Okay, I will delete it, that's all. Only a few users go to the Play Store, to the market, and write the feedback that, guys, what the hell are wrong with you? What you wrote? I do not know this. It's not working. Only a few percentage, not everybody. And that is why it's very important. And it's most important of the on the stage of testing your application. For example, I have the 4 users, me like your owner, and I have the developers, and I have one person who really tested, like a tester. Okay, and also I disabled the recruitment. I cannot. You can also can search for another testers, add 3 users, and create teams, etc. It's also it's not so difficult. Okay, now we created another task, for example, save. Another environment, and I propose you to create the release. For example, draft release, not really release. Okay, and we start our deploy. He asked us what's the version of build artifacts. I show you the build definition of the Android application. It's the last one build definition. He saw me, but if you have a lot of build definition, you can use. For example, I click, it's Android test project with test cloud. Only one green definition he proposed to me, I use it. And only information about beta testers and about our environment. Okay, go. It will begin the all of processes. One position in queue. We are a little bit waiting. It gives the main console as a final, it's the main mechanism of deploy your application to a final to a final destination, like in the build processes. But here we have more interesting things. Okay, I want to show you one moment. It was an error of deploy. It's a normal. File to upload package, error 404, application not found. It's the time of time it happens. But I will to show you. We have downloaded 57 files of our, only one file, it's our application. All of the other, it's the libraries which was created by the Xamarin. It's very important. For example, if you want to use release your application, okay, but the time of time you need to propose also for your application the libraries which used in this application, because for example, if you do not link all of libraries, there are no information about them. That is why you need to propose with your application signet application the libraries. Okay, and after you download link artifacts, now I will go to the summary. Not deploy, why? I go to the history of deploy. No, I cannot view this. We have the linked build artifacts. Every build definition you have link here. And also the main information you can add a change the release number format. Just here I wrote that I did only the every release at plus one version. For example, the name of the application will be my name and after the version of my release. It's not so difficult. Okay, I'm going to all release definitions. I show that an hour ago the same release definition was passed, and I wrote the history. No, I go to the release and I show, yeah, summary of this release. It was succeeded and we can redeploy and we can view the logs. It's the same application. I have not changed the code. I have not changed the build. The time of time, it's a little bit problem when you use the hosted engine. We have a little bit errors. That is why it's much more interesting, much more pretty solution that you need to deploy and you need to use your own on-premise agent. For example, if you want to deploy the Xamarin application, you need to create something like Visual Studio Server with Windows Server with Visual Studio and with Xamarin. And all of things which you need for develop the applications. And after, you need to go to the settings to your Visual Team Services account, and you need to download the agent and install on this machine. And this agent will communicate with your subscription of Visual Studio Team Services or TFS as you want. That is why. It's time. I will show you a little bit information. For example, you can see that it's all of the bug information, how we download our application. Frequently speaking, this add-on base of the PowerShell script. He used the PowerShell to download your application. It's like this build step, it's like a good view for the really PowerShell script, and you managed every information, you managed the parameters of your PowerShell. And also, every time we have initialize the engine, we have the download artifacts, we have deploy, etc., etc., etc. I think I have not enough time, but I will just explain the other things from the current slide. It will be free to plans. For personal use, 5 apps. In Hockey Apps, it will cost about $10 per month. Not so expensive. 15 apps, $20, and 25 apps, $30. It's interesting for the indie developers who develop their application by themselves. For the enterprise, the price is just a little bit different. And here we have the definition of owner of application. The person which can configure, which used, can delete at users, etc., 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 etc. And you can see it's not so very, very, very expensive. And also the main feature is free plan, 2 application, like in mine. 2 applications, you deploy it, it's free. Yeah, and I think I can finish. Do you have any questions? Yeah, I can show you if you want. Yeah, you can download the iOS devices also. Now I can delete these devices, download iOS. It's really doesn't matter which application. In the final, when you build the iOS application, you have an APO file. It's a file of the application, and you can use it and you can download. It's not important. After how I explained, if you want to use, if you want to participate in beta program, in testing like Hockey Apps, you need to configure your phone to using untrustless sources. It's important. Just a little bit configuration. But if you want a little bit later, after this demo, I will show how to use it. It's really simple. And if you talk, for example, for Xamarin Cloud, you can also test. It's not a problem. Because, without all of platforms, this solution has no sense. In the final, they need to provide all of stack and all of variants, all of platform which used today. Okay? It was so clear, or it was so sucks, so that everybody don't understand. No questions, and everybody sleeping.
No more questions.
Okay, thanks.